Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 52 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb. I'm so glad you are joining us here tonight. This is my family from left to right. Or is that clockwise?
Yes, clockwise.
Both. It is both. That is the voice of my lovely mother, Ms. Carla. How are you?
Hello, Caleb. I'm fine.
I really enjoyed your supper.
Well, thank you.
You did a fantastic job.
It was yummy tonight.
It really was. Let's see, we had squash and green beans and peas and little hamburger steaks and what else?
Some salad that you made.
Some salad, that's right. So it was a very yummy veggie meal.
And the mashed potatoes.
And mashed potatoes. Man, we did a lot of everything.
It's kind of like Thanksgiving early.
It was kind of, yeah. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Can we insert clip from You've Got to Eat Your Vegetables right here?
Sure. I like it. Let's do it. Right here. And we're back. Okay, so this is my older brother, Noah.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing. I have a question.
Okay.
He's staring at his mic like it's a snake.
My pop filter just dropped, and then subsequently the CD thing on my computer I decided to, for some reason, open spontaneously.
Maybe right. We had an earthquake.
Could be. Noah, what were you saying?
Oh, I had a question. Okay. I'm going to stop asking questions.
You need some duct tape over there.
Nope, we're good. Go.
Oh, okay. So my question is, when you're telling what podcast episode number it is, do you just know that off the top of your head, or do you look it up before the episode?
Well, we only do one of these once a week, so it's pretty easy to just know that it's whatever the next one after last week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that hard to count from 51 to 52. So yeah, I just kind of know it off the top of my head. This is my younger brother, Seth. How are you, Seth?
So-so.
Oh, really? Why's that?
Yeah, I've kind of got some sneezily easily.
Yeah, I noticed you're hawking up some coughs.
Yeah.
You're coughing up some hawks.
I have a question for you.
If you were coughing up hawks, that would be something worth visiting the ER.
Yeah.
So, other than that, though, you're not so-so-so?
I'm not so-so? Wait, huh?
Other than that, you other than being a little sneezily, you the other side of that so-so is that you're doing all right.
Well, apart from maybe the what about sleazy? That's another negative.
You're both sneezy and sleazy?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Do you even know what sleazy means?
Yeah, it carries around a bad negative taste.
It does.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so maybe not that one. Okay, I do have a question for you though. At the beginning of the show, you asked, you mentioned a good evening, but how do you know they're going to be listening to it in the evening?
Oh, yeah, I said here tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if they don't, then hey, good morning to everybody, good afternoon, good midnight, good 3 a.m. taco. I don't know what you're doing right now, but I hope you're having a great time doing whatever it is wherever you are. Does that cover everybody?
I think so.
Sure.
Unless you know people who are somehow outside of any of those dimensions, because I don't.
And if you are, let us know, because we want you on the podcast.
Also, you can tell us where episode 48 is. I have a feeling you and episode 48 are probably hanging out together. Just let us know we miss
How
it.
How many episodes have we mentioned 48 in a row?
I think everyone since we lost it. Yeah, I think so.
Did Seth tell you my idea for a name?
I don't think so.
I think that we need to make an episode called Make Episode 48 Again.
Don't have to make it great again. Just make it, period. I really like that idea. I think we can get the transcript out and just read it word for word.
I think that should be our hashtag. You should tweet it at us if you want us
Make Episode 48 Again. Yeah. I like it.
I think Episode 48 is with the Ent Wives, wherever they are.
Yes. We lost them.
Yes.
If you have any information, please contact the Lost Podcast episode hotline. We'll leave the link in the podcast description. All right, so we've had some adventures recently.
We have.
We've had a few adventures worth sharing.
Before we get there, though, I do want to make reference to the fact there was a small 2.5 earthquake in Mammoth Lake, California, approximately 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. See, I feel validated.
It took a while for it to get here.
Yeah, exactly.
It had to travel a long ways.
It would be at least enough to make my jittery laptop open up its CD drive for no reason.
Of course.
To be fair, my laptop is almost 98 in laptop years.
Wow.
Or in laptop years converted to human years.
Wow.
I think it's fair. Any laptop that's 98 should have its little quirky disabilities. And mine is that the CD drive just pops out spontaneously for no reason.
I mean, just saying it has a CD drive tells you something.
Well, that's true, actually. It's kind of fun. Like, you can put an army man in front of it and just wait long enough, and it'll slam open and shoot that little army man flying across the room. Yeah.
Poor that's army good. Man.
I've got to where I just leave it open, actually. That's the easiest thing, because as soon as I close it, it just starts popping out again. I don't know. It's kind of defective. So yeah, earthquake, Seth. Thanks for mentioning that. So Mom, Seth, and Noah, I think you guys all had some adventures. I definitely had quite an adventure. Tell us a little bit about what y'all got to do since the last episode.
Well, I got to have an adventure with both Noah and with Seth. And Noah and I went to see a movie.
Yeah.
You want to do a quick movie review, Noah?
Let's do it.
I thought it was fun.
What movie are you talking about?
Let's just do the whole review and without mentioning the title.
What movie would Noah go to see?
That just came out. Yeah, I kind of like this game, though. Keep going. Don't say what the movie is and see if
Give
you can
us
guess
the
it.
General plot without mentioning the main characters.
Well, there was this good character. At least he was kind of good, and he has his brother that was bad, but he was kind of good, too.
And then you have a big green something.
They have a friend who was very overweight.
I feel like you're describing my family.
And he was green.
I have a brother who's kind of good and another brother who's kind of good, kind of bad, and also a big green thing. But anyway.
And then they had a dad who turned into little pretty glitter.
Sure.
It kind of floated away in the wind.
Yeah. Okay.
Spoiler alert.
But it's okay.
It's okay. We didn't name the movie. You don't know which movie it is.
So
you're not really spoiling it.
But at the end, the moral of the whole movie was, I'm going to let Noah tell.
Brothers
I don't know that,
are
that
bad.
It's the moral. I just a random application.
Okay. Well, we'll take that.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of a moral.
Well, I was going to say there's some application, I think, to the church, because it's kind of talking about how the city that was destroyed.
Uh-oh, there was a city destroyed in this movie.
Spoiler.
Another spoiler.
The city that was destroyed wasn't really destroyed because the city was made of people, and the people survived. And I think there's some parallels to churches, because the church isn't really just a building or an organization, but it's a group of people. And as long as that group of people is still there, then the church is still there.
And Noah actually thought of that during the movie, which really impressed me, because I wasn't thinking of that at all. I was actually thinking about my orange bucket of popcorn. You know, I asked him for a junior size popcorn, which is the smallest size that you can get, you know. And the guy says, well, do you want a bucket to put it in? And I said, well, I guess so. So he went over to the back room. They'd obviously already put the buckets up. And brought me back a little Halloween bucket with a pumpkin and everything, and put my popcorn in the bucket. So I felt special. I think I was the only one in that movie theater that had a orange bucket with my popcorn in it.
What happened to this bucket?
I threw it in the trash.
Oh,
what? Put rocks.
Was
in it
like a shaped like a pumpkin? Or?
Yes, it was. It was shaped like a pumpkin.
So you ate a pumpkin full of popcorn.
Yes, I did.
That's a phrase that's good to have a pop filter for.
a pumpkin full of popcorn.
Yeah. Yes. God bless pop filters.
Actually, we ate two pumpkins full of popcorn because it was a refillable bucket.
I can see the title now. Episode 52.
A pumpkin full of popcorn?
A pumpkin full of popcorn.
Works for me. I like easy titles.
So if you're ever at the movie theater and they ask you if you want some popcorn in a bucket, say yes.
Definitely.
Definitely.
All right. Final reviews for this unnamed movie. Should they try to go find it or not?
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was funny, and It didn't tax my brain too awful much.
I don't think I can say this without revealing what the name of the movie. I think it was the best sequel within
this franchise.
This franchise, yes.
Okay. There you go, folks. If you really want to know what movie we're talking about,
send us a message.
Send us some money. Send us some money.
If you want to guess, just guess on our Facebook page.
That's a good idea. Go to our Facebook page and guess what movie has a large green person.
Overweight person.
Yeah. So there you go.
Very large.
Go for it.
And brothers who are somewhat good, somewhat not.
Right.
Yeah.
This podcast.
And a city that got destroyed.
Right.
There you go.
All right. So that was adventure number one. Let's move on to Seth and Mama's adventure.
Wait. You've skipped a whole week.
Did I?
Yeah.
What happened in that week?
Well, the weekend before.
What happened the weekend before?
Y'all went to a Lego convention with me.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
I remember that. I remember that pretty well. Yeah, I walked into this convention and there was a lot of people and they were looking at Legos.
Bricks.
Bricks.
Lego bricks.
Can I not just say Legos?
No, Lego cannot ever be plural.
Okay, there was a lot of people staring at bricks, and we're not talking about brick from the middle, although that would be a pretty interesting convention, too.
A brick convention.
I would go to a brick convention, I think. But alas, this was not. This was a Lego brick convention.
Or Lego parts, Lego pieces.
I want to brag on the Arklug group, though. They set up a very nice display.
They really did.
Very large display. I think that their display attracted as much attention as some of the professional displays did. Theirs was just different because it was intricate. It was kind of it was everything. Town, farm, train tracks.
Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. It had a little bit of everything in it. And there was just so much going on. You could have walked around that thing three or four times and not seen all the action in it. While the professional displays tended to just be standalone pieces. And once you saw it, you saw it, and it was time to move on to the next thing. So I think they did a great job. I was really proud of them.
Yeah. I like yours was more kinetic and colorful.
Just fun.
And yeah, fun for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, who can guess the closest attendance?
To the whole show?
To the whole show for the weekend.
I thought you were going to say the total
paid attention.
Number of Lego bricks, but paid
okay. I'm going to guess 12,000.
I'm going to say 14,000.
I'm going to
closest without
say...
going over.
Oh, no, shoot.
You should just say one.
Probably.
30,000.
Holy cow, that's a lot of people, Noah. Well, I'm feeling we're all
I'm
over.
I'm going to go with one. Okay, I win.
Okay, so we're all over.
How many
Way
were there?
Way over.
I can't. I don't know. I'm surprised by that. Okay.
Well, the official recorded attendance was 5,000.
Really?
Oh, I don't believe
but
that.
I think there were more than that.
I think there were more than that. I mean, think about, like, you know, you go to a sporting event where there's a couple thousand people. Like, you know, if there was that many. I mean, I'm assuming
I feel like
coming
was...
in and out, there had to be more than that.
I think that there may have been 5,000 people that did what I did and just walked right in without getting a ticket.
Well, yeah, that's possible. Not that we did that.
Technically, you were
the
on
actions
the list.
Of those on Hardwick Sound do not necessarily reflect that of the show and its integrity. All right. But yeah, I would have thought it was more than that too, actually.
Well, that was the reported attendance that goes in the
Well, that's
the
an
log.
Easy number to just make up. Oh, I don't know, 5,000?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it felt like there were 5,000 there on the day we were there.
Probably not 5,000. I'd say maybe 700, 800, something like that. There was a lot of people.
It was crowded. I didn't like all the crowd.
It was pretty crowded.
Segway.
All right, so let's move on to this weekend. What did y'all do this weekend?
Was Seth
we saw
and
a movie.
I? Yeah, we went to a movie.
Tell us about that, but don't name it.
Okay, we're going to tell you about our weekend
we're
without naming where we are.
No, it's okay. I think y'all can tell everybody where you were this weekend. Mama and Seth, go.
You want to jump in there and do it, Seth?
We went to the lake, in
Lake
November.
Greason. Lake Greason in November.
In November?
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to go to the lake in November.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I love about living in the South.
It was kind of just some last minute plan that just kind of got thrown together. Oh, we went down and visited our friends, the Franks, that we know from church.
Shout out to the Franks.
Hi.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yes, yes. They were camping down there for the weekend in their big fancy camper.
They were glamping.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. She liked their glamping.
I did.
Yep. So what'd y'all do?
We went out on a boat.
That's good.
We kind of got a tour of the lake, which I've been on that lake before, but I've certainly never gone all over the lake. And we didn't go all over the lake. We just went over through a small area of it. It was very geologically interesting, and I like that part of it.
Yeah.
We saw where an old mine was, an old abandoned cinnabar mine.
What is cinnabar? Is it like a bar of cinnamon?
No. It's actually...
Isn't that the thing at the beginning of a movie that says the audience is now deaf?
Sounds like some kind of dessert.
It does.
Cinnabar?
I think all those guesses were accurate, and whatever mom was going to say is wrong. Go ahead.
Cinnabar is the mineral that mercury is extracted from.
Oh, okay.
So back during, prior to World War II and then up during World War II, it was a very valuable mineral in the ammunitions front.
Before they realized that mercury was probably not good for people.
Well, I think they knew that even then. That, you know, they had to take some precautions when handling it.
Yeah.
And even now, if you're down there on the lake and you find a piece of, kind of looks like, it's a rock that's got red speckles all over it, like the rock has measles or something, bright red. You should be very careful about handling it and be sure and wash your hands, because it is dangerous.
Yeah.
So, having said that, though, I would love to go and look for some.
Be very careful. You don't want to get poisoned, but it would be fun to look for.
Then we went out on the lake, and Seth and Jeffrey got to do some, I'm going to say it right, wake surfing.
Yes.
Correct?
Wake surfing.
Yes.
Cool.
Which looked incredibly fun. Maybe I'll try it someday.
It was fun.
Tell them how you do that.
It was cold.
I'll say, was it cold?
Yeah, the water temperature was about 65. The air temperature was about 75.
Ooh, yeah. So you're about like 15 degrees below.
Cloudy.
But, the water plus air temperature, you needed about another 15 degrees to make it comfortable. But yeah.
But that's essentially, you're on a board, like a somewhere between like a boogie board and a surfboard.
Right.
And you get up into the wake of the boat, which has been basically sunk on one corner. Ballast in it
filled up. You use the physics of the boat to create a nice wake on one side of the boat to surf in, which is really cool looking. There's a picture on Facebook if you want to see what it looks like.
So how'd you do? This is your second time doing it?
Yeah, only my second. So I'll let my mom tell you about that.
I think he did great.
I did great.
He got up every single...
Seth's like, yep, mm-hmm, that's how it happened.
Every single time, you know, when you're starting from a cold start and you have to push that board underneath you
and then stand up on it. A cold start.
Yeah.
You got to push that board underneath you and balance on it and get to your feet. And he was able to do that every single time.
Which is amazing, because I didn't know if I would remember it or not. I mean, it has been,
a few months.
Several months now since I last did it, so.
He couldn't do any fancy tricks like Jeffrey could, who could do very nice, interesting, cute, funny little tricks and, you know, ride that wave, spin in circles.
Hey, I almost was able to do his trick about running up and jumping onto the boat.
By accident.
I had a little too much weight on my front foot, and I rode the wake right into the back of the boat.
He actually hit the back of the boat with the board.
Well, you seem to have all your limbs, so I guess it turned out okay.
It did.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went back to the camping spot where we had our lunch and all. And
ooh, they made us really good fajitas.
Yes, they were yummy.
Ooh, yeah. Yummy.
Yeah.
We got out on kayaks, and I had a tube. And we paddled out across the lake to an island that was out of the water, that isn't ordinarily out of the water, is my understanding. And just went out and explored the little island the lake was really low, so it had popped up and found all kinds of neat stuff on the little island. Mostly mussel shells, pretty rocks.
Sand, you know, sinkholes.
Sinkholes of sand, yeah. It was just a really fun day. We enjoyed it. And then ended up getting back in time to go to church with them at Midtown and just having a really pleasant day.
Wow.
It was fun.
And are you going to tell us about what you found out on the island?
Yes, do tell.
Yeah, I started looking around. Of course, I love rocks. And I had noticed that the layers in that area are very layered. Sandstone shell, sandstone shell, sandstone shell, over and over. And you can see that on the sides of the beach and everything. But when we got out to that island, amidst the sandstone and shell, which I expected to be there, there were little tiny pieces of colorful, very sharp rock. And it's little pieces of navaculite, a rock called navaculite, which is not found right there in that area. And these are all tiny little pieces. I started picking them up and looking at them and realized it appeared to be a place where I'm assuming maybe a Native American at some point had sat there and flint napped, some kind of a tool, an arrowhead, or some other type of scraping tool or something, and left all the little flecks, the little tiny pieces left over from where they made the arrowhead laying on the top of the island there. So they were very pretty. We found a few little pieces when we started looking of arrowheads that were broken. You know, like they'd been working on an arrowhead and it didn't turn out right, so they threw it away. It was never completed. So that was interesting. I'd love to go back and actually do some more searching and see what else we could find there.
Meanwhile, while she was looking for that, I was stuck in a sinkhole.
Really?
A real sinkhole. That was weird.
Wait, okay. Explain this.
It was a layer of...
Probably the shell.
There was a top layer of just like sand. And then you could walk on that, and I literally was, you could just walk along this kind of along the shore, no problem. And then you can't tell any difference between this and the other, but you'd step on a spot and your foot would just sink down like 18 inches.
It would like pop through the sand layer into the layer underneath it, which was some kind of a mud stain clay.
And it would just like smother your legs. You couldn't, you like have to
That's
dig your way
scary.
Out. It was fun, though.
It scared me the first time it happened.
Well, I mean, you sink down through the layer of clay, and then you hit a layer of, like, bedrock, and it's like, okay, I'm not going any further. And so then it was just like, hey, let's make a game out of this.
And you try to get your foot out, and it goes...
You know, it's like, who can walk the furthest without getting caught in a sand trap, you know?
Right.
I lost.
Yeah. How about that?
It was a fun place. I would definitely like to go back there. It was Kirby Landing on Lake Greeson, if you want to go check this out.
Yeah, we'll let you know when the Franks are glamping again so you can go bug them.
Maybe we should have kept that secret and made people pay for that information, too.
We can bleep that back out.
Yeah, maybe we could. So that way they have to pay us to get the information about the movies and locations in Arkansas that we recommend.
Sounds like this should be something that we're selling, like a... We already have Hardwick Sound Premium, don't we? So we need
Hardwick
like
Sound.
Secrets of Hardwick Sound Revealed or
Hardwick
something.
Hardwick Sound Gold. Platinum.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. So it's like where we actually, it's like a premium version where like we give you all our recommendations, but we don't tell you what they are. So you have to pay us to find out. I like this. This is a good model. I think we could make money off of this.
We could call it Sound Advice.
We can give you advice, but we can't tell you how the advice...
Sounder advice.
More sound advice.
More sound advice.
I like sounder. Sounder advice. Yeah.
Well, you've heard what we've done now.
Our adventures weren't nearly as interesting as your adventure. Yeah. So why don't you tell us about your adventure?
So this past week, I went to the faraway foreign land of Boston to visit Kristen.
A what?
What country is Boston in?
I don't even know. So far, far away in a galaxy far, far ago. So I think we will get Kristen on and let her describe herself to everybody. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, I'm going to call her up. Hopefully she's around and not doing homework. Let's give it a ring and see.
Hello?
Hi, Kristen.
Hello, Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Okay, so this is Kristen.
Hi.
So everybody is wondering, who is Kristen? So would you just do us a favor and describe yourself a little bit to us?
Oh, gosh. I knew this question was coming and I wasn't prepared. I'm a 22-year-old almost lawyer, and I live in Boston, and I love Jesus.
Wow.
That's a pretty good description.
Thanks.
Except for the lawyer part.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Well, she's an almost lawyer.
Yeah.
She still has time.
Wait, hold on. Are you?
There's still time for Jesus to redeem that.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I have a question for you, Kristen.
Yes.
Is it lawyer or lawyer?
I would say lawyer, but I know that that's not how it's spelled. But I have a slight Boston accent.
It's lawyer in the South. Everyone knows it.
Right, and that makes sense.
So yeah, this past week I got to go all the way up to the foreign magical land of Boston to visit Kristen. And I think we had a really good time.
I think so.
Well, tell us about it.
So Kristen, let's see. Where do we want to start this?
The airport.
The airport. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't come to the airport.
That's true. She didn't.
Tell us about your flying
experience. So that's right. So this was my very first time ever flying through the air on an airplane.
Wow.
Well, I guess it's the first time flying up through the air ever. I guess it's...
He's never even flown a kite before.
Well, that's not true. I actually have, but I was not flying on the kite.
I mean, it's different to fly on a kite.
Yeah, I wish I was flying on the kite when... But no, I was not.
I've actually seen you fly through the air before.
And tell me about that experience, because I don't recall.
So you wiped out on your bike?
Yeah, yes. And I was thinking more about when you were jumping on the bunk beds, and then you would jump off and fly through the
That's
air.
That's true. I would take trash bags and try to use them as parachutes as jumping off the bed.
Yes.
I would
How'd
take
that work for you?
Trash bags that were full and throw them onto the bed.
Well, they don't really quite catch enough air to make it worth it, so you just kind of hit the ground.
Right.
But it's fun, and when you're small, it doesn't really hurt, so you just keep doing it.
Okay.
Now tell us about the airplane.
Okay,
hold on.
So
I have to make one comment.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever, I don't know if I said this on here before or not, but that when Noah had his bunk bed, that I would take all the pillows off of all of our beds, put them on the floor,
yeah,
and then jump off of Noah's bed into the pile of pillows.
Yeah, that was like Daredevil stuntman. Yeah. It was kind of fun.
Hey, I made Mary do it too. So.
Yeah. Mary will attest to this, I'm sure. And probably Palmer, too. Palmer did it without pillows, I'm sure.
Is that what y'all were doing while we were having Bible study downstairs?
Yes. Yeah. We're like, what was that bump?
We'd hear something go, ka-thunk.
We also
And then we'd all stop and go, okay, nobody screams, so I guess everything's okay.
We also would take a little roll-up mat, sleeping mat, and put half of it, lean it up like he gets the wall, and then run as fast as we could into the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, surprisingly, Palmer was also really good at that game, too. But anyway, so yeah, this was my first ever time flying, and I flew from Little Rock to Dallas, then Dallas to Boston. Those were my first two flights ever, and they were pretty smooth. It didn't go bad at all. And I was a little nervous about trying to get through the airport, but it worked out. Just as a reminder to everybody, do remove everything from your pockets before you go through the little scanner thing.
I told you.
Yeah, Kristen's like, hey, just remember to remove everything from your pockets. And I guess I didn't remember that. And so you have to get that stuff out and then go through the scanner thing.
So did the...
Even like a little crumpled up receipt or something? You have to remove everything.
Yeah, I had some rubber bands in my back pocket. Yep, had to take those out.
Did it set the scanner off?
No. No, it's an imaging scanner. So they
were they afraid that you were going to hold somebody hostage
with a rubber band? Yeah, probably.
I mean, that's going to be a weapon.
Sure. Did they give them back to you?
No, well, I just held them in my hand during the scanner. Yeah. So anyway, that's just a little helpful sound advice for you. After that, let's see. Yeah, I got to Boston. Kristen's right. She didn't come to the airport because I was sat around and waiting for her and she never came.
Okay. All right. There's more to that story.
Okay. Well, okay. So the true story is that I decided while she was still in class, I was like, you know, there's no real reason for me to just be sitting here. I should just take the bus into town. And so I hopped on the trusty old Silver Line that runs from the airport to South Station. And so I met up with Kristen at South Station in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
I was proud of you.
Yeah, I'm actually proud of myself for figuring out how to get from the airport to the station. I mean, literally all I had to do was get on the bus and wait until they said to get off. But, you know, still, it felt like a major achievement. So, yeah, anyway, so that was how our story began. You want to hit some of the highlights?
Yeah. What did we do? Gosh. We spent a lot of time just kind of exploring around.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was all new to me. I've never been to Boston. And, up until this point in my life, I have always lived by the great words of wisdom that are articulated in the masterpiece known as The Pirates Who Don't Do Anything.
Yes.
Hmm.
Right, and which, of course, we all know strongly suggests not visiting Boston in the fall.
Yes.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
It wasn't bad at all. The weather was actually really, really quite nice over the weekend. But up until this point, I've always followed that rule, so I'd never been to Boston.
I'm pretty sure that rule was negated when Boston finally won the World Series.
Yeah, took us long enough.
And we did. We walked around a lot. It was all new to me, so I enjoyed seeing mm-hmm. all the old sites. Maybe not as new to Kristen, but I think she enjoyed showing me around and being my tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So after that, let's see. What else did we do? We went also to your hometown.
Mm-hmm. We went to Salem, the witch city.
The witch city. I feel like for some reason that shouldn't be a plus, but for some reason they play it up as a plus.
Oh, they do. It's Halloween town.
Yeah. So we went to the beach, got to see the Atlantic Ocean for the first time in my life.
But you didn't bring me a rock.
I'm sorry.
We did. Not from the beach.
And well, you didn't get in the water.
We did. Well, we were going to get in the water, but then we realized it was cold.
Well, the water got on us.
Well, that's true. The water, we're sitting on the beach, and the beach got small enough that the water came up to us.
Well, that's why you don't go to Boston in the fall.
That's true. Yeah. Thank you for that advice.
And you can bring me a rock next time.
To be fair, I actually did tell Kristen, we should get Mom a shell or something.
Yeah. And we had some that we picked up, and then they didn't make it home.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. But we did get her a rock.
Yes.
A rock.
Yes.
Multiple
not
rocks.
Not from Massachusetts.
No, not from Massachusetts. That's actually kind of an interesting story. Do we want to share a little bit about that?
Sure.
Yeah. So we went up into New Hampshire because
mm-hmm.
We were taking Kristen's sister back to her school.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that Mom had instructed us to find some granite, some authentic New Hampshire granite. Tell us what makes that special.
I don't know. I just like it.
Okay. So Mom wanted some, and I'm like, okay, we'll find some alongside the road or something. And mm-hmm. so we're heading back home, and we really still hadn't seen any.
It was dark.
Yeah, we really didn't find any.
This is like pretty late.
And so we're just like, okay, well, we're going to stop on the side of the road, basically just before we hit the border, and just see what we see.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, and sure enough, not only did we find a little bit, we actually found a lot.
Yeah, like a whole pile.
Yeah, they found too much.
Yeah, a lot of it. And so we actually had to sort through all this like big pieces to find a few small pieces that I could fly home.
Yeah. Well, and what makes it really miraculous is that so New Hampshire doesn't do streetlights. They don't pay for them with tax dollars or anything like that. So very few streets actually have them. So it was pitch dark when we pulled over.
It really was. It was
so dark. We didn't even know until we got out of the car what we were next to.
I feel like you could get away with a lot of things in New Hampshire because it's always dark.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they don't really do the whole, like, policing thing there so much.
So it was, like, no big deal that we were stopping off in a suburban area on the side of the road with flashlights looking for granite.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
So that explains why there wasn't any room in your bag for Lego.
Oh, okay.
Because you put granite in there.
So, okay, me and Kristen were talking earlier wondering whether or not you were going to bring that up on this podcast, and Kristen was right. You did.
Sorry, Seth.
Now do you have to, like, buy her something or?
I don't think so. It wasn't a bet, was it?
We don't bet.
No, I don't think so. So, yeah, Seth was trying to get us to go to the Lego store there, and we didn't go.
But, Seth, it's only about 20 minutes from home, so I promise I will go soon.
Seth, all that does is just show that he has his priorities in order. His mother first, and then his little brother.
I got her rocks, and I'll get you some Legos next time. How about that?
Well, plus, the rocks were
Lego
free.
Bricks.
So.
That's true. If there was somewhere in New Hampshire that you could pull off in the dark and find Legos just alongside the road, I'd have gladly done that.
Is. Now, whether or not they're real Legos, another question.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You're right. We got to call them bricks. You're right. Not Legos.
Bricks. Really?
Yeah, apparently that's a thing. So my impression of New Hampshire really wasn't that good.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah, it probably is. We were trying to find somewhere to eat and somewhere to go to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to Derry, New Hampshire for closing at 8 p.m.
Yeah, really. It was like, good grief. Why is nothing open?
We stopped at, what, 5 places?
Okay, name all the places you went to.
Yeah, so let's see. Okay. First, we went to Papagino's, the pizza place.
Mm-hmm, it's pizza. And then we went to a Mexican restaurant.
This is a Mexican restaurant. They were both closed.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 9 o'clock, a little after 9.
And then we went to 7-Eleven.
Well, we went down to McDonald's.
Oh, right. McDonald's was closed.
The McDonald's, the lobby was closed, so we couldn't go in. No bathroom, no fries.
Yeah.
Then we went to 7-Eleven.
Right. Why didn't you walk through the drive-thru?
We could have walked through the drive-thru, but they wouldn't have let us use the
bathroom.
We need
to find a bathroom, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then 7-Eleven, the bathroom was closed.
Yeah, there was no bathroom, really.
Yeah.
And
then we went to Wendy's.
Then we went to Wendy's.
Yeah.
Wendy's was closed.
Just totally closed.
And then, let's see, was that the last place we went?
I think that was it. Then we gave up.
I think that was the point, and we're like, let's get out of New Hampshire.
Clearly, God does not want us to hang out in New Hampshire.
God does not want us to use the bathroom in New Hampshire.
Was this before or after you stole the granite?
Before.
That was before we stole the granite.
Yeah.
It sounds
like... We
decided
to get back to Mass because we needed a bathroom, and apparently bathrooms are only open in Mass.
It's dark enough in New Hampshire, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
We're not recommending anybody here take a trip to New Hampshire.
It sounds like New Hampshire shuts down after dark, and probably, you know, it's just best if you're not in New Hampshire after dark. That
right. You're probably right.
Streetlights.
It's dark and there's no cops.
There's a reason it closes after dark.
You should go during the day. There are some beautiful parts up north, for sure.
So anyway, New Hampshire, that one was not on my travel list, but we did hit some places that were kind of cool.
What was your favorite?
Well, Fenway Park was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That was a cool experience for sure.
Nobody should ever go to Boston without visiting Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's in the off season, it's dark and the tour guide doesn't want to take you anywhere special.
And he's a really thick Boston accent.
Yeah, he was hard to understand to my southern ears. I had a hard time understanding him.
I hope I translated pretty well.
Yeah, she leans over and she's like, what he said was. Anyway, I don't think you actually did that, did you?
I don't think so. Maybe once.
I asked you a couple times, what did he say?
Yep.
Yeah. But to be fair, he was also kind of distorted because he was talking into the little mic. That was a few of the highlights. We went to see all the old sites in downtown Boston. We got to hang out in the Common and in the Public Garden. And where else?
I love the pictures of the little ducks you sent me.
Yeah, the
Makeway for ducklings. Yes.
I remember you reading that to us in 5 in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of our favorites.
We should pull that one out and read it again.
I'll go get it. We'll read it tonight.
On the podcast?
On the podcast. Why not?
See, I remember being a little kid and sitting on the little ducks. You know, the little kids can ride on the back of them. That's what we did as a kid.
Yeah. I rode on the back of them when I was an adult. But
It was fun to watch.
I actually didn't, but I really wanted to. If there weren't, I would have had to like push off a kid off of them to make it happen. But I was very tempted. It was not an easy temptation to bear, but that's okay. So that was a few of the highlights, but other than that, let's see. Oh, we did an escape room.
Yeah, and we lost.
Yeah, we died, actually.
Yeah, we drowned.
Technically, you're still locked in the escape room, correct?
Technically, they'd never let us out.
Mm-hmm. This is all just a dream.
We died in that submarine. It was a submarine, right?
Yes, it was a submarine. We got close, though. I was proud of us.
I think we really did. I think we got close. I don't think we've told them too much about this yet, have we?
Close doesn't count in submarines.
I know.
Everything is close in submarines.
It's true.
But I feel like I could go back. I could go back and be like almost done in the first 10 minutes now.
Well, if you remembered like the codes, of course you...
No, but I would remember where to find the codes.
Yeah, well, you can go back and use coupon code REPLAY15 and get 15% mm-hmm. off.
Wow.
Not sponsored by Escapology Tixbury.
No, we're not. So anyway, So yeah, the theme was that we were in
a World War II submarine.
Yeah, and we were getting attacked by the Germans.
The Germans, huh?
And then they hit our oxygen tanks inside of our submarine for some reason.
Yeah, like the story doesn't really make any sense. Like, why did they hide clues that would help us escape? Like, I don't really understand the story.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Maybe there was a double agent.
But we did figure out, and I feel like we don't want to mention his name because we don't want to give it away to anybody who might do this. But we did figure out who the spy was.
this room in a small town in Massachusetts.
In Tewksbury, Massachusetts.
How big you think you're
we don't want anybody, any Hardwick Sound fans listening in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, to know the answer. But we did figure out who the spy was,
and that will be unlocked, however, in our platinum.
Right.
And we got to we got through everything in the two rooms we were in. Until we got to the very last key pad, and we were trying to figure out what it could possibly be, and we were asking for hints, and the little escape room angel that was watching us and giving us hints was not very helpful.
Which is super creepy, by the way.
It really is, because you'll be...
There's a little camera in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll ask for a hint, and it'll pop up on the screen, and it has this creepy noise, and...
Sometimes we'll just be talking and then it'll ping at us, be like, you've got a new message.
Yeah.
Like they've been listening to every conversation.
They've been listening. But we got to that last pad and then we flipped on the lights and the black light had a secret message
on
the door. And we were trying to decode it and we found another thing. And it was we know this is a code somehow. And we just couldn't break the code to get through the door and the last thing.
And time ran out.
And
then we drowned.
The Germans won.
Oh, I hate to hear that the Germans won.
The Germans' plan to hide secret codes and not let us die. I mean, to let us die. I don't know what their plan was. I think it worked.
It was to distract you from the fact that the door was unlocked.
The only thing. It was the fact. Actually, there wasn't even a handle on the door. That's the weird part.
What were you going to do when you got out of the submarine? I mean,
swim away from the sharks.
Celebrate. Mm. I don't know. That's a good question. The only thing we didn't use was there was an English to German dictionary.
And a magnifying glass.
And a magnifying glass.
To help you read it. And we knew it was important.
We kept going through it and trying to figure out there's got to be something in here to help us break the code. And we just couldn't figure it out.
No luck.
So sadly.
Maybe not knowing killing you?
Yeah, a little bit.
It really is frustrating. I really want to know how to solve that last code.
I haven't slept since we did it.
We've just been staying up brainstorming all night. Well, maybe it meant this. Maybe
Caleb, I got it.
just
call you in the middle of the night.
I figured it out. Sadly, we did not figure it out. So
no.
Anyway, it was a great trip to Boston. I really enjoyed going up there. I enjoyed getting to be with Kristen and see her for a while. But I'm glad to be here podcasting with my family too. So. All right, so before we move into the final segment of the show, let's hear a quick word from this week's sponsor.
New Hampshire. You know it as that primary state that's important once every 4 years. But did you know New Hampshire is the home to a unique culture and lifestyle with year-round threat of snow and public piles of granite? Enjoy the views of Interstate 93 while passing through to any of our better neighboring states. Gaze with awe upon a brilliant array of seasonal colors, all completely clothed in pitch black. Visit the birthplace of Major League Baseball player Jeff Locke. Need to potty? Enjoy the use of any of our state's 3 public restrooms. And don't forget to experience our robust nightlife late into the afternoon. Hungry? Simply check out our online schedule to find a restaurant open within 50 miles. So, move over, Oklahoma. There's a new OK state. And the next time you're in the area, the New Hampshire Board of Tourism would like to remind you, visit Vermont instead.
All right. Let's move into our final segment of the show that we like to call Sound Advice, the segment of the show where we give you, the listener, something to listen to while we talk. All right. Would anybody here like to give any advice? Seth, would you have some advice for us?
Yes.
Good.
If your brother leaves on a trip for several days, and you have the capability of dirtying up his side of the room drastically while he is gone. Take the chance and the advantage you have and do it.
Did you do that?
Yes, all in the name of cleaning up my half of the room.
It didn't seem like it was that bad when I got home.
That's because I cleaned it up.
You should have seen it during the week.
So you're saying you dirtied it up and then cleaned it up before I got back.
Yes.
I wish I had taken some pictures.
Well, okay. So to be able to clean this, our studio is called The Dump for a reason. And so I actually somewhat cleaned the dump.
You de-dumpified it a bit?
A little bit.
If you notice the acoustics are different, now you know why.
Yeah.
It actually does sound a little more hollow. You're not wrong.
But to do all that, I had to pile a lot of stuff on Caleb's bed to sort through it and then leave it there for days. Because I started on it on a Friday. Or no, wait. Yeah, I started on Friday. I was gone all day Saturday, Sunday. I worked Monday. And so I didn't get a chance to get back to it till Tuesday. So it just sat there. So yeah, if you have a long, long weekend, dirtify your brother's bed.
Yeah. And, well, you know, I appreciate the fact that you were willing to clean it up for me. I mean, you could have just let me go home and have nothing to sleep on or anything.
It's like we moved your bed. You're now sleeping over there.
Well, they actually did do that when
you were
gone.
We did that when you were gone, Noah.
That's what I was meaning.
Yeah, well, Noah was gone to Wichita. He came back and his bed wasn't
even
there.
No, that was Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was,
Georgia.
Right, it was Georgia. Yeah, so he was gone for a week and he came back and he was sleeping in a different room. He didn't even know. So yeah, there you go, folks. Yep. That's Seth's advice. Does anybody else have any sound advice they'd like to give us for our listeners this week? Miss Carla, would you please share?
Okay. My sound advice this week is, if you want people to think that you're wise, don't say anything.
Wow. That's good. Where did that advice come from?
I think it came from the
Proverbs.
Well, it actually did come from the Bible, but I think the reason it's in my head is because of the idiot that was behind me in traffic today. That climbed out of his car and was yelling obscenities at the highway worker that was holding the slow sign, you know, to go through the construction zone. And I thought, you know, he showed that he's a real idiot. But if he had just sat in his car and not said anything, I would have thought he was smart.
I'm not sure I would have thought that.
I wouldn't have thought he was smart. I just would have thought he was a person.
Yeah.
Anyway, so would anybody else like to share any other advice?
My advice is that it's November, and that means that Christmas is next month, so maybe now's a good time to start Christmas shopping if you have Christmas shopping to do.
Oh, yeah.
And also that now's a really good time to find good deals online, because usually the best deals are actually before Black Friday, not on Black Friday.
Wow, real advice.
Wow.
You know, I've been to two different Walmarts in the last week, and they both had the parking lots just full of those big pods, you know, those storage containers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they're full of. They've got to be full of all
Christmas
the Black Friday stuff. Yeah. Everywhere stuff.
I started seeing wrapping paper at the store today.
Wow.
Wow. Kristen, do you have any advice for our listeners?
Come to Boston in the fall. Don't go to New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well played. I mean, maybe just New Hampshire. Is there a season in which New Hampshire is better than others?
Actually, you know, it is lovely in the fall. Maybe go during the daytime.
Okay.
I have a question about Vermont.
Yes, ma'am.
Is Vermont New Hampshire with maple syrup?
Yes, and college students who like Bernie Sanders.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, isn't Vermont just like almost like an inverted version of New Hampshire? Like
exactly.
The state shapes look a lot alike. So
exactly. They're like yin yang.
I can only assume it's kind of like an alternate universe.
It is. Well, because New Hampshire is like the south of the north.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if that joke
that
made
makes
any
sense,
sense
yeah.
to y'all.
What's the north of the south? Tennessee?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. The north of the south. Sure, why not? I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of northerners who live in Florida. So
Houston.
Nah, Houston's pretty south. Yeah. Okay. We'll take listener opinions on this one. What's the north of the south? Anyway. So your advice is visit New Hampshire, but do it in a well lit.
In broad daylight.
Yeah.
When the sun's out.
All right.
And bring snacks because you will be hungry.
Right. Yep.
And a portable bathroom. And
find somewhere to go to the bathroom because it's not going to be anywhere open. All right.
Caleb, do you have any sound advice for our listeners?
Make sure you take all your stuff out of your pockets before.
I think I already said that earlier, didn't I?
Yeah. So yeah. Caleb's got his sound advice in.
I think that was already my sound advice.
There you go.
You can get off with the technicality.
All right. I feel like I'm justified in that somehow or another. So, all right, crew, is there any last words that we need to mention before we sign off for episode number 52?
Cilantro and oregano.
He's trying to speak Italian, I think, but cilantro isn't even Italian. Kristen, you can speak Italian. Tell us, how do you say stay safe and don't be stupid in Italian?
I think you've surpassed my knowledge.
Oh, really? Stay safe.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's safe?
Do you know safe?
I think she's been bluffing this whole time. She doesn't really know how to speak Italian.
There's not a direct translation.
There's got to be a direct translation to don't be stupid. That's got to be saying something.
There probably is, but it may or may not be suitable for our podcast.
I feel like, there's got to be something. I'm starting to wonder if Kristen's been bluffing the whole time, if she really knows how to speak Italian.
Non fai stupido is don't be stupid, but I can't think of stay safe off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, we'll take it.
Seth is currently translating this in Google Translate, with which he will then butcher what he's about to say.
I kind of want to hear him try to say it, though.
Hold on. We really want to hear Seth
say
this.
Wait, I think
though.
Kristen already said that. Non essere stupido? Non essere?
Mm-hmm. Essere, but that's Google Translate. That's not real.
Essere?
Non fai.
Non fai stupido.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seth, what is stay safe?
Rimanir al sicuro e non...
Cilantro oregano.
Close.
Soro stupido.
Sure.
E non soro stupidido.
Hang on. Let me look it up. Rimango sicuro. Rimango sicuro non fai stupido.
Rimango sicuro non fai stupido.
Close. There you go.
Good enough. All right, let's say it in English so everybody knows. Remember to
stay safe and don't go
to New Hampshire after dark.
Going to New Hampshire after dark is another word for being stupid. So, you know.
I can't believe that dude was so New Hampshire in the dark, man.
Slang words. Yeah.
What a dairy. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to episode number 52. I'm Caleb Hardwick, signing off.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You say signing off in Italian.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao, everybody. See you later.
Oregano.
Talk to you later. Bye.
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 Well, you get sound checks. I'm going to go blow my nose.